Welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff. No, it's Eye of the Storm, presented by our local dealer.
We've already counted down, Matt.
We already have. We've counted down, and it's squarely in the eye of the storm here from Ware County. We're in the eye of the stands, too, sitting in the back row right on the 50-yard line outside here at Memorial Stadium, home of the Ware County Gators. As Matt Santini along with Jack Howell, Don Startup, ready to bring you high school football. The round of eight. It's the farthest trip Cartersville has ever made to play a football game in the history of the program. 300 miles. And the guys are decked out in all white, tops and bottoms, gold numerals. And, of course, their gold helmets with the purple cane script. Captains for Cartersville tonight, Evan Slocum, Jesse Grogan.
Hayden Cagle.
And Hayden Cagle. Evan Slocum will handle the duties at midfield. For the Ware County Gators, it'll be Michael Mincy, a senior linebacker, who will be handling their duties. Ware County will be dressed in gold bottoms, green tops, white numerals, and their gold helmets.
Yeah, Michael Mincy is the Vanderbilt commit who plays the linebacker in the middle for the Gators.
Well, between the two of them, they could stand out there at midfield and talk advanced physics and all kinds of engineering. Yep. And we have conversations. We would think they were speaking a different language between the brain power and these two guys out
Evan
there at midfield.
Evan Slocum headed to Wake Forest for the Canes. And the crowd is, you can feel it, Matt. It's building.
It's coming.
Cheerleaders are here. The band is here.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with the Canes fans. They've traveled well tonight, Matt. They really have.
Probably the best I've seen, really, especially for a long trip like this.
Yes.
Well, boys, you travel this far, you may as well come home with a win, right?
We'll take it. We will. Yeah. You know, we talked about last week, Cartersville had that big win there at St. Pius, 31-19. Quante Jennings with a big game last week, Matt. 165 yards on the ground and three touchdowns. Carlos Wilson, a really good game as well, made good decisions, got a couple of touchdowns on the ground.
Cartersville won the toss, they're going to get the football. Jack Scott, the offensive starters for the Hurricanes.
All right, quarterback, Carlos Del Rio, running back, Quante Jennings, in it, wide receiver, Devontae Ross, Kobe Benham, Sam Phillips, and Kyler Johnson. On the line, we've got Hayden Cagle, Jaden Atkins, Garrettson Davis, Shadre Hurst, Devin Luckett, and Nasir Granbeer. That's on the offensive side.
Ooh, little sparklers as they come to the sideline. That's a nice little touch there. Little low-flying pyrotechnics.
A little pregame there. Hype.
As Hurricanes will come through their traditional banner and come to the side as well.
With the Hurricane flags flying.
And again, Ware County will run out of a kind of a 3-3 set. Move guys everywhere. Malik Mitchell, Javante Ham, Michael Ellis are the front three. Romello Jenkins, Michael Mincy, Joel Atkinson are the linebackers. Rodney Davis, Dexter Carradine, T.K. Norton, Prince Alston, and Jeremy Butler on the back end. Jeremy Butler, a guy that you're real impressed with, Don.
I'm much so. Hard hitter. Again, he's their Evan Slocum.
I was going to say, very much like Evan.
They are. Again, we talk about these teams being similar, and that's one place that they are. And I want to tell you, this Ware defense, guys, probably going to have as much speed as any team we've played all year long.
Time for a McStats printing kickoff to get things started. And McStats has copies while you wait. They're local and they're less. 9 cents for black and white copies, 25 cents for color copies. Free pickup and delivery in the local zip codes to Cartersville, the minimum $25 order. Find out more at McStats Printing. That's McStats.com right there on Church Street in Cartersville.
Oh, my goodness.
You can get excited about returning this kick if you want to. Chances are it's going to be deep into the end zone, as is what Henry Bates typically does, their talented junior kicker. Left to right are the Ware County Gators. Cartersville right to left. Everybody on their feet ahead of kickoff.
That's Sam Phillips and Evan Slocum back deep for the Canes.
And I do believe we're at about 50% capacity.
I think it's gotten there now.
Yep, I believe it has.
On both sides.
Let's find out who's going to play at home next week in the semifinals, boys. We are underway. Bates' kickoff is going to sail back towards the goal line. It's going to be handled right at the goal line and then a big hit around the 15-yard line.
You're right about that, Matt. That was a lick.
Yeah, Slocum on the return, but he took a lick and kept on ticking. He's up and he's just fine.
got all the jitters knocked out and ready to go now.
Yeah. Again, they could put it in the end zone, but what they like to do is kick it high and pin you back, and that's exactly what they've done here at the 20-yard line.
I think they
actually
marked
the 15.
It. Yeah, they're a little short there.
Our vantage point a little bit lower than it usually is, kind of like when we were at Calhoun, so some of the depth perception a bit of a challenge. Give on first down will be to Quante Jennings. Quante's going to get good positive yardage.
Yeah. Again, a lot of pre-snap movement out of that Ware County defense.
Yeah.
You'll see there are three linemen up front, but linebackers jumping in and out. DBs moving around as well, but Jennings able to get some yardage there on the ground.
Yeah, nothing new on that because they've done that on everything that I've seen. Those linebackers moving in and out, trying to confuse the offensive linemen.
About 3.5 on the play. Tackle made by Michael Mincy, their linebacker. He stands right in the middle. They bring an extra guy. Again, the give is to Quante. This time, nothing doing as they crash down and stack him up.
Well, guys, if you'll notice, everybody in the Ware Gator defense up on the line of scrimmage. Load that box up and dare you to run. Kane's trying to make something happen on the ground.
Romello Jenkins made the tackle. It brings up third down at about 5. Just underway from Ware County. No score on the Century Bank scoreboard. Carters will send 3 wide receivers to the right side. Ware will have 3 on the line. Carlos can look to the sideline as they check the play. Benham matched up single coverage, no safety help to the near side. Back to throw is Carlos Del Rio Wilson. He's going to float it deep. He's got a man. It's going to be caught. A diving grab just across. No, it's. Are they going to say he caught it? What is it? No, incomplete.
Dropped it. He had it, but then when he hit the ground, it came out.
That would have been a tough catch over the shoulder to the outside, and when he went for it, Ross could not hold on to it. But I'm going to tell you guys, that pass was on the money.
It was. Devontae had it in his mitts, and then when he went down to the turf, it came out. So it'll be 3 and out for Cartersville. I believe that's Schultz to punt.
It is. Luke Schultz.
And then I'm seeing a little bit different lineup on the punt, too.
Return man is Jackson Denton. Denton's going to retreat to his own 40. Cartersville's going to pursue. Now he's going to cut back the other way across the 45 at the 50. Down the far sideline. And he's going to cut inside, still on his feet at the 20. And it will fling him out of bounds.
Back at the 35, Matt.
But a nice return by Jackson Denton. One of their outstanding wide receivers, a sophomore. And Ware County just like that.
Yeah, we saw a little speed on that return.
We did. And what happened, guys, is he started to return to the right, stopped, got boxed in, reverse field, and the Canes' coverage had sucked into the middle by that point. He was able to get the edge on the sideline. Down the home side sideline.
Grogan Hurst and Manny Hayes across the front. Granberry will see a lot of time, too.
You see Castellanos out there dancing. He's loose and ready to go.
Tate Smith and Miles Forrestall. And the ball's loose on the first play. They're diving back for it. One of their offensive linemen jumped on it. A big hit as Cartavius Norton went up the middle. And the thing squirted out. Cartersville just could not dive on top of it.
And he failed that one.
I believe that for Cartersville was number 41 in on the hit there.
That's Rashawn Hurst. Rashawn Hurst.
Amari Orr getting the start at that outside linebacker position. They really need his athleticism and his size. It's a loss of 4 on the play. Back to the 39. Castellanos to throw with a pocket. Now he's going to escape, take it off, and run. He's inside the 30, and he'll get knocked out of bounds.
And that's what we've got to watch for all night long, because if nobody's open, he's going to pull it down and run. If he's got space, he is hard to catch.
And he stepped up in the pocket, and there was just a little bit of a crease that he squirted through.
Did not get the first down, though. 3rd and 5, Matt.
3rd and 5 from the 29-yard line. Actually, they'll call it, so really about 3rd and 4. Single back to the left. Castellanos to throw again. Has time. They set up a middle screen. It's going to be caught. Cartersville there to snuff it out. They'll be a yard shy, and we'll see if they go for it, if they lean on their kicker to put the first points on the board.
Last week against Creekside, they went for it on 4th down several times on 4th and short. We'll see what they do. I don't see a kicker yet, Matt.
I believe that was Locklear.
And they'll shift in personnel. They're going to go heavy package, and they're going to go for it here. 19 on the play clock, which isn't running for some reason. There, reset. There's 10 on the play clock. Single back set. They're on a power run for Castellanos. He will have the first down by about a yard. Evan Slocum came up and made the tackle, but not before Castellanos can get the yardage that he needed. Actually, Amari Orr was the one that made the play.
Yeah, he just took it on the keeper around the right side behind all that beef that they brought in. If you look at their right tackle, number 78, that
big
is
man.
Eli Cade. He goes about 6'8", 340. That's a big guy.
He was actually on the left side of the formation last play. They actually went away from him. First and 10 from the 24-yard line. The give will be to the tailback. Again, Cartavius Norton.
Manny Hayes in on the stop, along with Jesse Grogan.
Gain of about 2.5.
Good pursuit by our defense, really.
Ball's on the near side hash at the 23-yard line. Second and about 7. Norton to the left of Castellanos. He's going to look to his left, now back to his right, rolling to his right, throws. Ball's going to be caught around the 10-yard line. Nice grab by Joel Atkinson.
He'll have the
first down yardage.
He will. Atkinson is a junior.
And again, it's one of those crossing routes. He was in a slot on the far side of the field, ran all the way across and caught it on the near side hash.
Yeah, Colby Benham and Sam Phillips.
Yeah. It looks like some of the teams that we used to play that have crossing backfield, that they just do it on the other side of the line of scrimmage with their receivers.
From around the 13, the give will be to Norton. Norton's going to get hit right there. They'll stack him up and drop him. They think they've seen something around the right side.
Yeah.
They need to find somewhere else to go because it hadn't been working to this point. Tate Smith with a big hit right there stopped Norton in his tracks and knocked him backwards.
I tell you, he's limping a little bit too because he has taken a couple of hard licks. He knows he's in a football game. Right?
Garrison Grogan in on that stop.
Miles Forrestall checks into the game. Second and 9, Castellanos to throw. Pumps, throws over the middle. It's going to be caught inside the 5. Tackle made immediately by Benham. Catch was by Brandon Mills, who I mentioned played a lot of running back, but is back to his wide receiver position.
Good route, came up across the middle and just got to his spot and turned around, and by the time he turned around, the ball was there.
First and goal now.
Ware County able to move the football with those short passes.
And they're going to bring in their beef package to the right side of the formation, much like Cartersville does, and they'll run Castellanos that way, and he'll go into the end zone for the touchdown. Castellanos from a couple yards out, and Ware County's on the board first. It comes with 6:11 to go in the first quarter.
Well, Ware County not having any trouble moving the football. They just had the one big breakaway run by the quarterback. It still didn't result in the first down, but it opened the field up a little bit, and then they just pounded it, guys, and that with a heavy package.
Henry Bates. Well, measured up, snap is down, kick is away, and it is good. So 6:11 into this game, Ware County's going to draw first blood. They're up 7-0 on the Century Bank scoreboard. We'll have kickoff in 30 seconds.
When you make the right decision, it feels good. Like picking out the perfect TV to watch the football games with your family. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. I'm Pamela Perrone, State Farm agent, right here in Cartersville, and here to help select the right insurance protection at the right price. My team and I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect, even when the unexpected happens. With Pamela Perrone, State Farm, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call us when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, I'm here to help.
Another McStats Printing kickoff comes your way. McStats Printing right outside of Weinman Stadium on Church Street, your source for all kinds of printing, signs, and apparel, including cold weather gear for your fundraising event, for customer gifts, or for employee gifts. Check out a full line at McStats.com or stop by and see them, as I mentioned, on Church Street right outside of Weinman Stadium. Phillips and Slocum are back. This one will go back into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Carters will have it at their own 20. And an opportunity to draw back. We didn't think you were going to shut them out. And you can't win if you don't score.
That's true. We'll get another shot at it on the offensive side.
Go, Tate, go!
And we'll get after it there.
Coming up at the half, the Coosa Valley Credit Union halftime report. Alan and Kevin will get you caught up on scores in the round of eight quarterfinals. Jennings will obviously continue at tailback. Colin Fletcher checks in for the first time tonight. At a wide receiver, they'll play an interesting formation, kind of tight to the line of scrimmage, a couple of bunched receivers to each side. Del Rio Wilson will throw. He's got a man, and again, a ball that was
bobbled, and
they're going to call an interception.
Oh, what an interception. It went in and out of the hands of Sam Phillips, who got behind the defender. When he fell down, it was tipped in the air, and the trailing defender was able to snag it right around the 49-yard line. That's a big league play, boys.
That is. Just a good awareness by the defender of Ware County. Obviously, right on the sidelines. We have no clue inbounds or out of bounds. Obviously, they ruled inbounds, so Ware County gets the ball once again in Kane's territory.
He just happened to be at the right spot.
Yep.
And that ball bounced in the air.
That's a bad break for the Canes.
Yeah, the ball found him. The good news is there have been two plays where Cartersville's gone deep, and they've got their receivers behind Ware County defenders.
Correct.
Unfortunately, one was dropped, and the other one now intercepted as Castellanos, with an empty backfield, is going to tuck it up and run. Inside the 40, still on his feet, and he'll go out of bounds, close to the 30-yard line. Gain of about 18.
We're getting good pressure on him, but then once that pressure gets there, he's stepping aside, and then he's got wide open space to run.
Well, and he's wound up on a matchup with a defensive lineman chasing him the last couple of times, and no defensive lineman's going to catch Castellanos.
No, they'll go four wide again. Now they'll empty out the backfield with the running back, and Castellanos was plenty of time, going to go over the middle looking for a man, and it's incomplete.
Good coverage by the Canes. Is that Benham or Phillips?
I believe so.
Phillips.
That's Sam. Yeah, Sam Phillips.
Sam was in coverage on a post pattern right in the end zone. It'll be incomplete at second and 10.
Yeah, Castellanos, though, had time to throw that time. The Canes defensive front probably trying to contain him more than to put him down at this point.
Hey, here's a little bit of good news. There's a holding call on the play, so that'll back him up 10.
Very good.
So far, they've played flawless. That's the first sign of some kind of vulnerability, something going Cartersville's way. 5:46 in the first. Cartersville trails 7-0 on the Century Bank scoreboard. And Ware County with it after the penalty, back at the 42 in Cartersville territory. Give will be to the tailback, and again, nothing doing as they try to establish the run game. Cartersville defenders all jumping in, trying to strip away at the football.
Yeah.
A gain of about a yard down to the 40, so it'll be second down and 19.
Canes defense handling the rush game of Ware County very well. The only way we've been hurt on the ground is Castellanos. As far as just a straight handoff to the running back, Canes defense doing very well.
They'll take off Cartavius Norton, put Brandon Mills in the backfield, and actually now they'll just go five wide.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Yep, and of course, not different than what Cartersville's been doing lately and putting everybody out in coverage, and then you leave gaps for your quarterback to be able to run it if he needs. So it's a design quarterback draw, and he will make a man miss and go down around the 26-yard line. Again, put a move on one of our linebackers, and he's just hard to contain in space.
Yeah, and you see why he is getting looked as a junior already at the next level.
Yeah.
And again, making that good decision just to pull it down and take what the defense gives you.
Third down and 9 coming into the game for Cartersville is Jaqueline Mayhall. Back at a safety slot, bringing an extra, almost kind of going in like a NASCAR package, just trying to get extra speed on the back half of that defense. They'll send some pressure. They'll flip it out to the wide receiver out of the flat at the 20.
That's Mills.
And again, yeah, they're so good at throwing it out of the backfield, and they get it downfield, and they do convert.
Well, he made a great catch that time because it was out away from him, and he just reached out and just really made an acrobatic catch.
Well, you're seeing the caliber of athlete that Ware County brings to the table. We're used to seeing it at Cartersville, but you're seeing it on the other side tonight.
First and 10 from the 14-yard line for Ware County. Give will be to Norton. He's going to try the left side, and he will get little to nothing again as Cartersville comes knifing through. I believe that was either Forrestall or Tate Smith on that far side that was able to slow things up.
Along with Manny Hayes.
Yeah, looks like Grogan's going to come out and get a rest. Hurst going to check back in on the defensive line for the game.
Yeah, it's early in the game, but, boy, time of possession.
Yep.
Cartersville's only had four offensive snaps here in this quarter. And they started with the football.
Well, the offense will be fresh.
Castellanos to throw. Under pressure, he's going to slip through two defenders. He's going to chase for the far pylon, and he'll go out of bounds. You see where they mark him out. But again, Cartersville had pressure, and he just squeezed between two guys, and they weren't that far apart from each other.
Fellas, I'll go back to a conversation we had on the way down here. We mentioned a quarterback that was really difficult to catch. His name was Bama Adams. And we're looking at something similar here tonight. Just a lot of speed, a lot of moves.
So first and goal now from around the four. They're going to run Norton on a counter around the left side and came diving into the ball come out. Cartersville's acting as if they fell on top of it.
I saw one of the officials saying he was down.
Saying he was down. The far official marked him down.
Yep.
Hayes and Grogan will check back in as they're about a yard or so away from tacking on another touchdown.
And that was if there was a fumble on that play, Ware County recovered it. But that's twice Norton has put the ball in danger.
Hurst and Robinson come out, and they'll go with their heavy package to the right side of the formation. And again, they'll run Castellanos, who's going to try to cut it back, and he's into the end zone. Second short run of the night for Castellanos, and Ware County's on the board again. It's 13-0 on the Century Bank scoreboard. The touchdown comes with 2:42 to go in quarter number one, and we await the PAT.
Henry Bates checks in for the Ware County Gators for the extra point.
Snap is down, kick is away, and it is good. So a quick start for the Ware County Gators playing on their home turf. Cartersville's finding tough slogging in the swamp to this point. 2:42 to go in quarter number one. They trail 14-0 on the Century Bank scoreboard.
Everyone needs a neighbor, someone to help look after them and watch out for their best interest. At Coosa Valley, we are not only a place to do your banking, we're your neighbors who are ready to help you navigate financial decisions. But we know that your financial life is just one piece of the puzzle. That's why we're also around to help you build a better community. I'm Andy Harris, president of Coosa Valley Credit Union. Come bank with a neighbor you trust.
Coosa Valley Credit Union. Experienced, always nearby, and anyone can join.
McStats Printing is your source for all kinds of printing signs and apparel, including cold weather gear and the brands you want. Check out a full line of products at McStats.com or stop by their office on Church Street. Henry Bates will dig a toe into this one. And again, it will go into the end zone for a touchback.
Next kick goes in the end zone.
Which is not unusual for him. Kane's going to get another shot, Matt. As you mentioned, they only had four snaps on the night. First time was three and out. Second time an interception, an unfortunate interception on the first play of the second drive. So looking at it, guys, I really think we can move the football on this team.
Got to get the banana out of the tailpipe.
We've got to hang on to it.
Trying to figure out the last time Cartersville was down by two touchdowns in a game. It's been a long time. But one thing we have seen is the times they've been down, they've been resilient. To say this drive is key is an understatement. Three-man front and a designed run by Del Rio Wilson. He will get hit around the 22 and spin down, gain of about three. Took a big shot by their linebacker, Joel Atkinson. Actually, it was Mincy.
Yeah, Mincy again.
Yeah, he's good late.
He's a big kid. You can tell he has been in the weight room. He's going to Vanderbilt to play. Also, I don't know if he'll play linebacker or be on the defensive line. He's got to grow some to get to that defensive line. But he's a big kid.
Granberry at tight end comes to the left of the formation. A little underneath screen. It's to Devontae, and Devontae's going to get hit immediately, go down. Very nice play by Romello Jenkins.
Yeah, once again, this Ware County defense, they've got three legit down linemen. They've got two what I would call serious or maybe three linebackers that are a little larger. And then they've got five guys who can just flat run.
Yeah, they're very quick.
Jenkins just closed on that play before it could even get started. That's the only way he can stop Devontae is to get him before he gets going, and that's exactly what they did. It's third and about six, and they just gave Cartersville five as the linebacker came charging across as Del Rio Wilson went hard count.
Well, that'll give us a good opportunity on third down. It'll be third and short instead of third and long.
About a yard and a half.
Yep. We need a yard and a half, guys.
We do. Don't need to go three and out again.
Need a yard and a half and an inch.
Yes.
They'll put their outside linebackers up, and it looked like they're going to bring Mincy, the linebacker. He was inching towards the line of scrimmage. They'll move Jennings to the right side of the formation, three wide to the right side, and Cartersville let the play clock run out. Actually going to burn a timeout ahead of a penalty. We'll take the timeout with it. It comes with 1:04 to go in the first. Cartersville down 14-0 to the Ware County Gators on the Century Bank scoreboard.
Wilson Pools, a proud member of SwimmingPool.com, is the Northwest Georgia leader in swimming pool construction and service for more than 50 years. Wilson Pools can complete all your renovation and repair needs with free consultation. Plus, we offer regular maintenance services too. Check out our line of hot tubs, pool grilling supplies, and above-ground pools for almost any budget. Wilson Pools, where we make owning a pool fun, not work. 109 South Dixie Avenue in Cartersville and online at WilsonPools.com.
Cartersville looking to extend the drive. Will come from the sideline. And play clock got away from them.
And it is Slocum at running back again now, Matt.
Yep, yeah. Slocum was in there. There's Bennett, Ross. That's Kyler Johnson and Sam Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Three-man front, linebackers are backed away. Del Rio Wilson rolls to his right, under duress, fires it. It's going to be in and out of the hands of the receiver. It took a big shot and slow to get up.
Looks like
Kyler Johnson. And again, a ball that was where it needed to be and does not come in. And Kyler, to his defense, took a
right in the small of the back.
He took a cannonball right to the side of the rib cage.
He'll have to come out and play. We'll see what the Canes do. They're sending the punt team.
Yeah, nothing to do. They're backed up at their own 29-yard line. Final minute of quarter number one. Cartersville down two touchdowns early. And without a first down here, their first three possessions. One was a turnover. Look here, is that Del Rio Wilson as one of the up backs?
I don't think so. Manny Hayes.
Okay. Schultz will hit a line drive punt. They'll have a fair catch called for back at the 31-yard line. They'll make it there. Alex Justice does. We'll take a 30-second timeout before Ware County gets their next possession.
Are you considering selling your land or commercial real estate? This is Rayburn Taylor III, accredited land consultant and certified commercial investment member with George F. Willis Realty. Allow Ty D. Mitchum, certified commercial investment member, and me to put our knowledge, experience, and real estate education to work for you. Please contact us at 770-382-0058 or visit gfwillis.com.
Castellanos will take the snap on first down. It's a read option. He's going to keep it himself, come to the near side, and he's going to get about 10 yards. Good open field tackle by Sam Phillips.
Yep. Sam able to fight off the blocker and take care of Castellanos. You said a good open field tackle, a really good open field tackle.
Yeah.
You know, to get that kid down one-on-one is a good job.
Sam feeling the effects of that a little bit. Give to Norton on first down, and they will stack him up and plant him right at the line of scrimmage. They've had no trouble stopping him.
Yeah, Gavin Garros in there on the tackle. Along with 35.
Yeah, I noticed that was Rashard
Locklear. Rashard Locklear.
Yeah.
Who started out this series trying to get a fresh body in there, and that's the way the first quarter is going to end. So far, it's been all Gators. 14-0 after 12 minutes of play in favor of the hometown Gators. That's your score on the Century Bank scoreboard. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
At Schottenkirk Honda of Cartersville, we understand loyalty and hometown roots. That's why you'll find the customer service and personal touch we offer to be exactly what you expect from local friends. If you're in the market for any of our new Honda vehicles or looking for value in a pre-owned vehicle of almost any make or model, visit Schottenkirk Honda of Cartersville on Main Street and let us prove our commitment to excellence through customer care. Schottenkirk Honda of Cartersville, 539 East Main Street, online at hondaofcartersville.com.
When it comes to college, you don't have to pay more to get more. Georgia Highlands College offers more value at the price you want. More focus on your goals. More preparation for your future. More help navigating your path to success. And with more in-person, remote, and hybrid class options than ever before, you don't have to pay more for the same classes you can get right here at home. Start taking charge of your future and let us show you how to pay less and get more today. Visit highlands.edu. That's highlands.edu.
We'll open up the second quarter of play with a second down and 11 from back at their own 42-yard line of the Ware County Gators. Castellanos looks right side. Pass is going to be complete out to the 47.
Number 7, Brandon Mills on the catch for Ware County.
Bring up third and about 6.5.
Mayhall checks back in. Garris out. Hayes in.
Forrestall's going to come in as Forrestall. Well. Granberry's going to try to get in. They got to hustle and swap it out. They're already up at the line. And they'll bring extra pressure. Here comes Amari Orr trying to get to Castellanos. He'll throw it underneath. And a nice tackle by Jaqueline Mayhall, who checked in right at midfield. Yep. It'll be fourth and about 2. We'll see what Ware does. They may get right back on top of this.
I don't think they'll hesitate.
Why wouldn't they?
They're not going to punt.
They're not going to hesitate.
Locklear and Garros back in there.
Well, changing of the guard, Matt. Here
we
comes
shall
the punter.
See.
Here comes the punter, Henry Bates.
Well, you got a tool like that. Why not use him, right?
He can pin them deep. Averaging 40, nearly
46
yards.
And now they're going to swap and they're going to bring their offense back on the field.
Bates goes to wide receiver. Here comes Castellanos back in.
They go tight formation, direct snap. Castellanos is going to run, and he is going to. Let's
close.
See how they mark it.
I think he's got it.
I think
it,
he's got
it
too.
About
right
a half
in front
yard.
Of us. So they ran the punt team on, and then they hustled back out there. Cartersville was prepared for it.
Yep.
They knew it all along what was going to happen. It's just got about a half yard more than he needed.
Yeah, a little wrinkle dinkle there from the Ware County Gators.
First and 10 from the Cartersville 46 with 10:30 to go in the half. From the near side hash, Castellanos will send a man in motion. Looks left, now to his right, fires. It's intercepted! A diving intercept. No, it came out of his hands. Boy, Cartersville can't hold on to anything
Amari Orr.
So far.
So
great,
close.
Great attempt. Don't want to fault the kid.
No.
Great. I thought he had it.
Yeah,
but
Amari
boy, they've just got some bad breaks. It's not from a lack of effort. It's just
it's
been
true.
A lack of it. Anybody
yeah.
Able to hold anything in?
Amari Orr had an interception last week. We watched him, Matt, back off and get in the passing lane. Did it again. Just couldn't hold on to it.
Bounced off of him, and as he was diving down to the turf to grab a low throw. Second and 10. They'll run the read option. Castellanos will keep, and he'll take a big shot right there at the 45.
Jesse Grogan. No, I'm sorry. That's Locklear.
Locklear.
Yeah, Tate Smith slowed him up. Tate actually slipped on the turf. And you can see Cartersville running in a lot of different bodies.
They've got him in third and long. They need to stop, Matt. This defense really has not played badly at all for Kings.
He's been on the field an awful lot.
Yep.
Third and 9. Castellanos. And we got motion before the play. That'll cost him 5. I'd like to see these guys look a little human here.
Yeah, and they can. If you go back to the third quarter against Creekside last week, they really had a rough time. So this will help the Canes out. Backs it up to midfield, Matt. Makes it third and 14, 15.
Grogan out, Manny Hayes in. We're back at the 49. They got to get to around the 36. Clock runs with 9:30 and a half. And again, Cartersville trailing 14-0 on the Century Bank scoreboard. Castellanos will come at it with a 5-wide set, empty backfield. Look left, fire over the middle. It's going to be in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Tried to catch a streaking Joel Atkinson. and could not make the grab.
Yeah, that pass actually was behind the target.
Yeah, it was behind him, and he just couldn't pull it in. So that, I think this time we may see the punter.
Ball's at midfield. We'll see where it winds up. Sam Phillips will be the deep man for the Canes.
And again, it's Bates. He's an excellent punter. We were watching him warm it up, and I said, I hope he gets to do that an awful lot tonight. This will be his first punt attempt, at least we think it will be. Snap is high. He one hand catches it and then gets an absolute rocket away. Phillips will let it bounce. It's going to check up and be downed around the 2-yard line.
Oh, my. If it can go right, it's gone right for the
yep.
Gators tonight.
He hit a Tiger Woods wedge and had it check up right there and had a few Gators down there to lock it up.
Yeah, and I want to say this. Phillips did the right thing.
Yeah.
He was backed
yeah.
up inside his 10-yard line. That's what you do. You let it go at that point. It just hit. It just was a wedge shot, as you said, Matt. Just backed up and stayed right there. The Gators, good coverage.
The rule is if you put your heels on the 10 and if you got to back up to get it, you let it go over your head because chances are it's going to bounce into the end zone. It does not.
Well, the Canes get the football back. That's the good news.
They say it's on the 3. Cartersville with the play clock just about gone, and they don't snap it. It's a delay of game.
And that'll be about a yard and a half penalty at this point. We half the distance, unless we got a timeout in.
Half the distance to the goal.
So it will be delay of game.
Yeah, Del Rio Wilson had to come to the sidelines and get some instruction. I think we're back on track now. Quante Jennings is the running back this time, Matt.
Gators all within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. Del Rio Wilson with time, going to fire it deep. And he's going to overshoot Devontae Ross, who was pinned against the Cartersville sideline. Good coverage by Dexter Carradine.
Yeah, just going to take a shot there, stretch the field a little bit.
Yeah, and that pass didn't have a chance this time, but the way he was pushed to the sideline.
Canes will line it up again. Backed up into their own end zone, basically, Matt. If you remember last week, Quante Jennings was able to break loose from this vantage point.
And that three-man front, they got about four other guys that are kind of moving around. They will run Quante. And Jennings will get out to about the 5. Give them a little bit of breathing room.
Still make it about 3rd and 7 or 8, Matt.
Yeah.
After the penalty.
Yeah. 3rd and 8.
8:35 to go in the half.
Big play.
Gators look to bring extra pressure. Linebackers moving all over the place, pressing the line of scrimmage pre-snap.
5 seconds on the play clock.
Del Rio Wilson with time, near side. Caught, what a grab. Out of bounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Sam Phillips made the catch around the 15, but didn't get a foot in bounds. Other nice grab under great traffic.
Yeah, Phillips.
Or great coverage, too.
Phillips thought he was in bounds, but we obviously, from our vantage point, it's just too difficult for us to say anything about that other than must have been the right call. don't see a lot of protests from the Cartersville coach.
Now Schultz is going to stand with his heels on the back line of the end zone.
Tight punt formation this time.
They got 9 on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Butler's are coming from the outside here. We got a
and we
whistle.
Got a flag. Did yeah. somebody? We got early movement by Cartersville.
Butler has blocked the punt earlier this year.
Ball starts against the Hurricanes.
This 8:01 to go in the half. Cartersville.
This is when
backed
you,
up.
This is when you tell your punter at least 1 step, maybe 2, no more.
Gets it away. It's a line drive kick that will be returnable. It dropped right there. Coming back with it is Denton, and Denton is going to break a couple tackles and get brought down at the 35. We'll be back with the next possession for Ware County after this.
Hey guys, here at Johnny's New York Style Pizza, we understand that you have plenty of dining options. That's why we are committed to providing the best service we possibly can, maintaining a family-friendly atmosphere, and providing our customers with the freshest ingredients, including local produce and dough that's made daily. So whether you're looking for a slice, a fresh salad, a New York style sub, or perhaps a pasta dish, Johnny's Pizza is your place. Stop by and see us.
On first down, boy, they're turning this over really fast. The Gators are going to run Norton around the right side. Jesse Grogan's going to dive and make a tackle. Gain of one.
Yeah, so far, Cartavius Norton, who is really a vaunted running back for Ware County, has not been a problem to us. Just Castellanos.
Yes. Cartersville brings a couple linebackers on second and long. They will get to Castellanos for the first time tonight. They'll hold him up and they'll whistle him. They didn't bring him down, and now there's a little bit of yapping going on. Back at the 41-yard line, it's third down.
Yeah, I think the reason they didn't take him down, they were trying to get that football from
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Yeah, they had those, they shot the linebackers on the outside this time. That's where he's been breaking through after he gets through that rush, and that's where they got him.
They'll go five wide on third and 15. Castellanos to throw, under pressure again, and he'll go down at the 45. And we got a Cartersville player going to be slow to get up.
Yeah, it's because he had 300-something pounds
yeah.
laying on top of him.
It's Rashard Locklear.
Yeah, that shoulder.
That's not Locklear, that's Hurst.
Hurst. Check that, yeah.
Rashard Hurst coming
Rashard
on.
Rashard Hurst. And he had their big tackle, 340 pounds of him. So credit the Cartersville defense. They hold serve, another high snap, and again another absolute blast. Phillips will call for a fair catch, and they just ran into him after the fact. There was contact, but no call.
Are you kidding me?
Interesting.
Now a flag comes out.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's going to be a sideline.
It's going to be a sideline on us.
Well,
yeah.
If you're going to do that.
Yeah, Coach Foster wants an explanation. He wants a.
He's going to call a sideline infraction. Cartersville got flagged. We'll see what they do here.
Should be a warning first time.
Sideline warning against Cartersville.
And it is a sideline warning. And again, Phillips made the fair catch around the 14-yard line.
The official has no ear for Coach Foster. He's just walking away from him.
Here's the good news. As bad as it's been, Cartersville.
Yeah.
Has the ball with 6 minutes and 1 second to go in the half. They trail by two touchdowns. If you can get something positive going here and get a touchdown on the board. If I told you you went into the half down by a touchdown the way they played, you'd be happy with that. First things first, they need to get a first down to give to Jennings. Jennings for about three or four, maybe five along the left side, the right side of that line.
Yeah, Quante making some good cuts in traffic right there as he's coming out of the backfield.
And the issue hasn't really been, it hadn't been performance. They haven't been on the field enough to get any rhythm. Again, the first
right
drive,
now.
There was a diving attempt on a ball that popped out. The second one was a catch that was a difficult catch, but it popped up in the air and it was intercepted.
It's just really a bad break.
Yeah, they've just,
that's
they've
all
sputtered. Again, the give to Quante, and he will push forward. And on second and third, and maybe fourth effort, may have gotten the initial. We come very close to a first down. Let's see where they mark him down. Be third and about half a yard.
They do mark him short.
So Fletcher.
Fletcher comes out.
Yeah, Granberry's going to come in.
All right.
Benham comes out. Got a little more beef in there right now. Desperately need a first down, guys.
Third and one.
The line for Ware moves around. They're going to give to Jennings. Jennings will have first down yardage. And he's going to break a tackle, and he's going down the far sideline, out across the 40-yard line, out to the 41. Well, move the chains there.
That left side of the line, Well, fellas, tackle on that side. Had a real good block.
Great blocking by the Canes that time. Great running by Jennings. Guys, that's the first down for the Canes tonight, I believe.
Comes with 4:13 to go in the first half. They trail 14-0. Del Rio Wilson to throw on first down with time. Going to tuck it up. Going to go out the back door across the 45. Bowls into a defender at the 48. Some guys like to avoid people. Carlos just likes to take them right on.
Yeah, and I promise you the defender got the worst of that one.
He did. That was number 25, L.J. Hall. Del Rio Wilson with a gain of 8 on that run. Again, good coverage downfield. And Carlos tucked it up and did it with his legs. They send a linebacker, give to Jennings. He'll stiff arm a man, have first down yardage. Out into the Ware County bench, in Ware County territory, at around the 43.
Getting a little momentum now, guys, on the Canes side. Good blocking again on that left side. One of their linebackers is on his back, Jack.
Yep, found something on that left side right now.
They put him down around the 44. 3:24 to go in the half. Cartersville with two timeouts. Looking to get off the deck here and on the board. Jennings to the right of Del Rio Wilson. Carlos to throw left side. It's going to be complete. Making a move inside. I believe that's Devontae. And he'll dive down around the 41. Excuse me, the 36. So a gain of about 7 on first down. Nothing fancy there. Just a quick throw to the outside.
This is the Canes offense, though. Mix it up like that. Take what the defense gives you, as Coach Foster always says.
Three-man front. Now those DBs are backing off just a little bit. Another quick throw to the near side. This is Sam Phillips. Phillips will split a few defenders. He's at the 30. Will spin free at the 20. And he'll go down around the 15. Great effort by Sam Phillips. And he got a fantastic block by Kyler Johnson in the process.
Oh, a fantastic run after the kicks that time, because the guy hit him and he spun off of him. And like you say, a real good block.
Puts Cartersville in the Peachtree Planting red zone for the first time tonight. Count on Gene Lee, Mike Fields, and Jay Mylan for sound advice, retirement planning, investments, and estate planning. From the 16-yard line on the near side hash, the give will be to Jennings on first down. Stutter steps, has a crease at the 10, at the 5. He'll take on a defender, and he will go.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Hurricanes.
Fantastic.
From 14 yards out, Cartersville's on the board.
Fellas, again, that's Quante Jennings this year. He has been so special. Had a huge game last week against St. Pius. And tonight, that stutter step, Matt, he set it up there, and then he turned on the Jets, headed for the corner of the end zone.
In for the extra point is Hernandez. And we've got
movement again.
Movement. Ware County guys are jumping all over the place on the other side, and one of our guys flinched.
Shouldn't be too much of a problem on a point after attempt. Fellas, it sure was good to get on the scoreboard before the half.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can follow the same formula as last week. Be nice to score another one right before the half.
I'll take it.
Hernandez, out of a Sam Phillips hold, will put it through. 14-7 now on the Century Bank scoreboard. Cartersville has answered back. It happens with 2:29 to go here in the first half. We'll be back with kickoff.
Hi, I'm Gary Fox, a local CPA. I specialize in competent, confidential, and consultative business and personal tax services. If you are looking for a tax professional that does more than fills out the forms, but is a valued partner, then my firm may be what you are looking for. I am located at 319 East Church Street in Suite A, directly across from Cartersville High School, and I can be reached at 770-608-4523.
They moved up.
Time for another McStats printing kickoff. For sweatshirts, long sleeves, shirts, masks are part of your life now. May as well look stylish when you do it or promote your business. A whole line of different products and apparel for you at McStats printing. You can check out the catalog online at McStats.com.
Matt, what got happening on that last drive was the left side of Cartersville offensive line. Cagle and Aiken they started making their blocks and really blowing those guys off of the line, and that's where it all got started.
Brandon Mills and Orion Robinson stand back to receive this kick. Cartersville looks like they're going to do something crafty here. Nope, it's going to be a shorter kick. Be taken on the run by Robinson. It'll bounce around the 15. He'll pick it up there, and he will slip free of a tackle and go down around the 29.
Fellas, I kind of like that strategy. He found the open spot there, the kickoff. Good job by our kicker. And it hit the ground before Ware County could get to it.
Right.
Unfortunately for us, they got a good bounce.
They got a good bounce, but it was a good high kick. Gave the coverage time enough to get down there.
Jalen Thomas makes the tackle, a guy that hadn't seen that many carries in the last couple weeks, finding a way to be a contributor on special teams.
Yeah, he is a solid senior for us.
Carter's roll, let's see if they can make something happen here defensively. They trail 14-7, a full complement of timeouts for Ware County with 2:23 to go in the half. They get the ball to start the second half as Castellanos is going to slip free. No, Manny Hayes has got
down.
Him. And ball loose! And Cartersville, I believe it's Kevin Garros, is on top of it. Manny Hayes had Castellanos' leg slip out from just a second, and then he grabbed it again. And when Castellanos went down, it came out, and there was Kevin Garros. And Cartersville has got the ball back at the 21-yard line and an opportunity to tie.
My goodness, what an exciting
play.
I was afraid they were going to rule him down, guys.
I was
there because he almost went down. He put that hand down, and then he tried to make something else happen in the play. The ball came out. Great job by Manny Hayes.
They'll put it down at the 20, which puts it at the Peachtree Planting Red Zone. And just like the Hurricanes are trying to reach their goal, your local trusted and professional friends at Peachtree Planting can devise a plan for you to reach your financial goals. Here's Cartersville with Jennings as the tailback. Quick throw to the outside. It's Phillips. Phillips runs to the outside looking for a couple blocks. He'll get nothing, and we're going to get flagged on the process.
A little extra blocking out there.
Holding on Cartersville, going to cost him 10. 2:07 to go in the half.
Great opportunity still for the Canes.
Yep.
Don't have to get it all back in one fell swoop. That backs him up to the 30-yard line and a first and 20. Cartersville has two timeouts. Three-man front. And again, that middle linebacker moving around all over the place, acting like he's going to blitz. Cartersville with Del Rio with the throw. Oh, he's got room. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to tuck it up and run. He's going to be at the 20, the 15, and out of bounds.
Yeah, they emptied the whole right side of the field
did.
There. The defense vacated. Del Rio looked up and said, oh, my goodness, I think I can do that. Took off, and, man, he got most of it back, Matt, as you said.
Gain of 17 on the play.
Second down and 3.
Matthew looking for a better vantage point there.
Yeah, a lot of folks standing up on this side right here. Del Rio Wilson will give to Jennings, and Jennings is going to dive forward the 10.
He'll have the first down.
Yep.
Cartersville has gotten off the deck. 1:52 to go with the clock now running with the ball spotted. They trail 14-7 on the Century Bank scoreboard. Ball spotted in the middle of the field at around the 7. They say the 8. Del Rio Wilson's going to keep it himself, and he's going to get into the end zone. We're touchdown, Hurricanes.
Great job there by Devontae Ross, blocking also in the corner of the end zone, occupying those defenders and letting Del Rio Wilson just hit for the flags there. Guys, earlier tonight I got a text from my pastor. He said the other announcers, he's watching on the other network, and they were wondering, what's a purple hurricane? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's a really angry hurricane. That's when it gets really angry in the center. Good job by these Canes to come back.
Adams to snap, Phillips to hold. And the kick is through. We are knotted at 14. Cartersville is off the deck, and we are all square with 1:26 to go in the first half on the Century Bank scoreboard. More football from Ware County after this timeout.
Hey, Frankie Johnson here from Styles Auto Care.
And just passing through on the retirement trail, Mac McKenzie.
Hey, Mac, what you been up to?
Oh, just getting ready to hit the road, and you guys really hooked me up at the audio and accessories department.
Really?
Yeah, installed a load-bearing hitch to haul the RV, a new stereo to cover road noise, and a backup camera. Now my wife doesn't have to yell at me when I'm backing up.
Wow, thanks, Mac. And just remember, at Styles Auto Care,
we can do almost anything to your vehicle except sell it.
Cartersville got punched in the mouth early. McStats printing kickoff comes your way right now. They've come back to tie it up, but plenty of time here in the half. Short kick will be taken at the 25. And they will stack him up amidst flags at the 32. Again, kick into the short up backs, trying to keep it away from their big playmakers. That was Jacob Miller, a junior fullback that was on the return. And that was thrown in an area where you would anticipate there being a holding, and it will go against Ware County.
That'll back them up. Give them a minute and 20.
If I were to tell you that Cartersville would go a quarter and a half without getting a first down and they'd go into the half tied, I think you'd take it. Now, we're not going into the half tied yet, folks, because there's a minute 20 and Ware County has all three timeouts.
But they will be backed up close to their 20,
And they're thinking of scoring here and getting the ball to start the second half and doing it again.
They're trying to determine where to place the football at this point.
Well, keep on walking back towards that field house. That's fine with everybody on this side of the bleachers.
It's going to come back a little bit, 23 maybe.
Yep, at the 23-yard line on the near side hash. Tailback is Cartavius Norton to throw. Castellanos, he fires it over the middle. It's going to be complete around the 35 out to around the 40. Is their talented receiver, Brandon Mills.
Yeah, one of those routes again. He just finds the open space and sits down.
That's exactly what it was. Good route.
Yeah.
Found a spot.
Miles Forrestall looks like he jammed a thumb or a wrist on that play. And we got a penalty on the play as well?
There is a flag on the far side, Matt.
It's going to be a personal foul. Targeting against Cartersville.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. There, one of the Cartersville defenders, his leg did make contact with the helmet, but that's as he was going down.
Wow.
I didn't see anything intentional at all.
It's a 15-yarder on the end of the play. That'll move it into Cartersville territory at the 46 with 1:13 to go.
All right, Kane's defense got to stand tall right here.
Hurricane Faithful making some noise. On a first and 10, and now we've got stoppage in play. What do we got? Officials are chatting with Jason Strickland, the Ware County head coach. Now the side judge is going to come talk to the referee. Reminds me to tell you that the Coosa Valley Credit Union comes your way. At the half, after the game, it's the Signs Plus player of the game.
We're still waiting on some sort of explanation. Is there a clock issue?
Maybe that's what it was. He wanted the play clock reset.
It's 1:11 now.
I can't imagine they're going to run it down an awful lot. 1:11 to go. Play clock at 25. Designed quarterback draw by Castellanos. He's going to get positive yardage and get about 10. Very close to first down yardage at the 35.
They're going to give it to him, I think. No, not yet.
Well, they moved it.
They don't wait very – they don't measure very much this year, fellas.
But he had to get to the 35 for a first down. It's at the 36, and they moved the sticks.
Yeah, they were very quick to move them.
Castellanos again to throw. Again, he's going to tuck it up and run, and he's going to get – gosh, he's so elusive. He'll go down – around the 34-yard line, they'll burn their first time out, I do believe.
They did.
That wet turf kind of helped out a little bit as well. Yep. We're going to take the timeout with them with 43 seconds to go. A 14-all ball game on the Century Bank scoreboard, a 30-second timeout.
Just a reminder from Pinley Heating and Air that cold weather doesn't mean you have to be cold. Think about installing a new Trane heating and air system. It's a big decision, but Lamar and the staff at Pinley Heating and Air can help you make sure the investment you make now will last for years. Check them out at PinleyHeatingandAir.com. or call 770-382-1221. Two things to remember: Pendley's 100% customer satisfaction, and
it's hard to stop a train. Really hard.
42.9 seconds to go in the first half. A 14-14 game. Ware County scored the first 14. Cartersville has come back with 14. And now Ware County with their talented quarterback, Thomas Castellanos, with a second down and 7 from the Cartersville 33. Looking to his right, now back to his left, fires over the middle, incomplete.
Great coverage by the Canes that time. Brandon Mills, the intended receiver, trying to run across the middle there. I believe it might have been, I see Mayhall, but I'm trying to see whose number that was back there.
Benham. They love having, I'll tell you what they love doing is they love having running routes where the guy starts on the right side of the field and over to the left or from the left to the right. They just love working all the way across the field. Third down and 8. Empty backfield, Castellanos to run. And he's going to have first down yardage and it will slide down around the 20. It's all designed. They're letting, what they're doing is Cartersville's got trying to have a quarterback spy, and they're letting two of the linemen go out and take care of the spy, and then Castellanos just running up the middle. Clock runs with 25 seconds. They're at the 21 to throw. Rolling to his right, being chased, and he's going to fire it, and he's going to short hop his receiver. It's incomplete. Woo. Diving attempt by Jackson Denton around the 2. But it skipped along the turf before he caught it. Clock will stop with 14 seconds. I don't know why they didn't burn a timeout there.
I don't either, and I don't know why a flag wasn't thrown on the intended receiver. He slammed the ball down after it was ruled incomplete. The officials were looking at each other and not at him.
Cartersville running all kinds of fresh bodies, trying to go for speed and not power. This is already in range of their talented kicker, Henry Bates. They're looking for 7, though. They're not looking for 3. Again, empty backfield. Castellanos fires left side. It's going to be complete. And they'll push him out of bounds with 7.6 to go.
Guess who?
It's Brandon Mills again.
He has been there, other than he and Castellanos, by far the two most talented and valuable players on offense for Ware County in this first half.
Grogan checks into the game.
Devontae
and they're going to burn a timeout ahead of this third down and 1 play. And we're going to take the 30-second timeout with them. Don't go anywhere. We got the exciting end of a first half coming up after this timeout.
To you, it's not just a car. It's the car you worked overtime for so your team could drive himself to football practice. Hi, I'm Scott Harden, and I understand that your car and home are things you work really hard for. So give them the protection they deserve with an agency that will work hard for you. Please stop by my office at 11 South Dixie Avenue in Cartersville at the intersection of 41 and Main Street, or give my office a call at 770-387-8118. That's 770-387-8118.
So Ware County will come to the line with a third down and 1. There's one timeout left in their pocket. They're at the Cartersville.
Defense!
It's hard to say.
About the 12-yard line.
Defense!
Yeah, the scoreboard doesn't keep up with it very well where the ball is here.
Now, ball's on the near side hash. Ball is bobbled. Castellanos will short arm it, and it's going to be incomplete. He just dropped the snap, and then as he picked it up, he tried to push it out to Norton, the wide receiver out in the running back out in the flat, and it was nowhere close. He just had it slip out of his hands.
Yeah, he could never get a good grip on the football, either receiving the snap nor getting the ball off on a pass. So here comes the kicker, Henry Bates, to try a field goal, Matt.
This guy's automatic. Bates will put it down at the 30, at the 20-yard line for a 30-yard chip shot from the near side hash. They got a player late coming out of the field, but they got plenty of time to set things.
And they still have a timeout.
And they'll go ahead and Cartersville's going to take the timeout.
Well, you can't take them with you.
Yeah, man. Well, and again, they work on this all week long and all season long. You set up certain blocks based on how they line things up, and you know, if you're going to If you got one in your pocket, let's run something special or different.
You do, man. So, and I want to give props to our defense. I know that we gave up 14 points early, but field position battle, they were put in some tough spots early on. And the bad break with the interception, and they really fought hard. Because I want to say this is a high-powered, explosive offense that you're dealing with in Ware County.
Yes. Again, Cartersville went 3 and out on their first possession with a third down play. There was a ball, they had a receiver behind a defender and couldn't make the grab. The next time you had a receiver behind a defender and it bounced up in the air. And what was really a great play, but a rather fortunate one. As Bates, again, from the 20-yard line near side hash. And he has made it. It wasn't pretty, it just spun its way inside the left upright, and that'll be the way the first half ends. Whew. I think you take a deep breath and go, hey, glad you're only down by 3. Cartersville is slow out of the gate. And yes, Ware County put the last 3 of the half on right there, but you got to feel much better than you did after the first quarter and a half
after
of football.
The first quarter, you definitely did. Things kind of settled down, got some of the jitters out of you, and making a ball game out of this thing.
And I feel better as well. You know, here's what I like about our coaching staff. They've made great adjustments all year long. They're going to get some time now to breathe, and let's talk about it and see what we can do. I will say this, our defense was on the field an awful lot in that first half, even though I thought they played pretty well. It's going to be a tall order in that second half. But, Matt, as you said, somewhere along the way in the first half, it's good to see that Ware County is human. They've made some boo-boos too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we will throw it back to the studios for the Coosa Valley Credit Union Halftime Report, let you know what's going on with Coffey and Calhoun, with Warner Robins and Blessed Trinity, and all around the state as quarterfinal action has taken place. The Coosa Valley Credit Union Halftime Report starts right now.